Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the best of the Jamie and Stoney Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
School is canceled in Michigan through at least the start of April. Depending on when your spring break occurs, April 6th is officially the first day back for schools, although some schools I know have a spring break scheduled that week, so it would be then the following Monday that schools will be back.
And look, everything is affected economically by this, including the church.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think about every...
I know.
The trickle-down effects.
Right, that's why for the first time yesterday I got home, I said, you know... Not that the games weren't on, which of course makes me sad as a sports fan and what we do for a living. And, you know, my kids really get into even the brackets and that's not going to happen. It's just sad for the trickle down. I mean, just think of the people who have to, their livelihood depends on working those games or even taking away from sports, restaurants. And, you know, are you going to send your clothes to dry cleaners? I mean, just everything is going to be, forgetting even about the stock market, everything is going to be affected economically. And in the most cases, it's going to be affected in a drastically negative way.
Right.
And it's just, it's very sad. And from a sports point of view, I know a lot of people are very sad. You've seen, you know, lots of tweets and a lot of articles, social media. You feel so bad for Cassius Winston and, you know, Teske and Simpson and guys, you know, I don't want to list everybody playing their senior years, even, you know, D3 schools, you know, they don't are in the limelight that all they do is they rev up for this. And, you know, now they've gotten this far. Boom, it's over. High school kids who won't even be able to participate in spring sports, let alone play for a championship. College kids are doing the same thing. The College World Series is I mean, it is. It's heartbreaking for people who have dreams, and this is what, you know, they've been gunning up their whole life for. But it just shows you what everything is in perspective. And with all that said, I think Doug Gottlieb was the first person I saw say this. I mean, and there's others.
Vitale supported it. Andy Katz supported it. A lot of college basketball people supported it. But yeah,
talking about giving seniors another year of eligibility who missed out.
Yeah,
and I think it makes no sense whatsoever. I really do. You're talking about, first of all, a limited amount of teams. I mean, so you would affect it everybody. Most of the college teams, we're just going to talk about college basketball, let's say. They're done. They're not being in the tournament, so they're done anyway. So you're going to give them an extra year. You're going to have every senior an extra year. What about incoming freshmen? So you're going to have more scholarships. I mean, I think it's a shame. It's horrible. But I think it's absurd.
Well, I don't think it's absurd. I know what you're saying. Like, you take a school, like the two schools who lost on Wednesday night in the Big Ten tournament. You had Northwestern and Nebraska both losing.
Right.
So their seniors played as far as they could go.
Right.
They played their final game, and they were defeated. And so why should those kids get an extra year eligibility? Whereas, like, Cassius or Xavier could have had multiple games left. The reason why I kind of like the idea is that it's a reminder that 99% of these kids aren't going to play basketball again professionally, or at all. You know, they might play in Europe, or maybe not. Maybe 99 is too high of a number. But for like Connor George or, you know, Kyle Arnes or something like that, so what? They play another year of basketball. They get another year of eligibility. They probably go to graduate school, so they're still representing their university. What's the harm?
I don't know, but for most of them who are going to lose either in their conference tournaments or maybe even the one game in the NCAA.
Right.
So for one game, you're giving a kid another year of eligibility for what?
But what's the harm, I guess? Well, like, what's the downside
of it? I don't know. Are you going to be able to... Are you going to be able to have more people on the team? I don't know.
They said it would be a special one-year exemption, so you would get an added scholarship. Or, like take Michigan State.
Do those kids have to go to class, or are they just going to be...
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
they'd be graduate students. Okay. Oh, yes, they'd have to still be enrolled at the university.
All right.
What's the problem with it, Stoney? Like, seriously,
I don't know.
You add scholarships. Who cares for 1 year? If you want to come back and play college basketball, you can.
Right.
I just don't understand. That would be an awesome gesture.
I would see it if the whole season was like, I could see it for the spring sports who don't even get to have their season.
I think the problem here, and I'm not saying it's a problem. I understand your point, is that we, around these parts, are so focused on Cassius for a lot of reasons. Great kid, horrible year he's gone through, U of D kid, local guy, all around great guy. All American, all Big Ten, player of the year.
I'm talking about D3 kids.
Let me finish. And so it seems somewhat unfair that Michigan State should or could get another year of Cassius Winston. That's like, I mean, getting another year of Connor George and getting another year of Cassius Winston are two totally separate things. I could see other Big Ten schools going, wait a minute, you're giving Cassius back to Tom Izzo for another year? That's hardly fair given the fact that he only had a handful of games left. But I think those kind of kids are very unique.
I get that.
Most kids who play 4 years of college basketball, unfortunately, aren't going to the NBA.
I know.
Cassius is a rare kid who stayed for 4 years and then is going to, you know, maybe come back. So if Cassius weren't in the fray, I think you'd have a lot easier time. Because you're like, oh, who cares if Connor George comes back for another year? What does it really matter?
No, I'm not even saying the who cares. I don't understand, you know, because it's a horrible thing. I feel bad for these kids, and worse for kids who are lesser in the spotlight than Cassius Winston, who will probably he'll play professional basketball.
Right.
And it just, so you can play one more game, maybe? Two. Maybe.
Conference tournament and NCAA.
Maybe.
At least two.
Okay, for him, yeah. But for some kids at other schools that aren't as good, it is one more game.
Yeah. Well, so who knows?
You're going to give them a whole... Okay. I think we're romanticizing about it way too much rather than being practical. That's all.
248-539-9797.
Not a hill I'm going to die on, but I mean, I just think it's ridiculous.
What do you think about these seniors getting another year of eligibility who had their, you know, essentially their dreams taken away from them? Short-term dreams. I mean,
football player who couldn't complain the football playoff because he got hurt? You going to give him the whole year left?
No.
Okay.
All right. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. We're talking about the suggestion by some in college basketball that some of these seniors who don't get to play in the NCAA tournament be given another year of eligibility. Giving an extra year of eligibility is a total candy-ass participation mentality. This is called life. What a jackass.
I wouldn't go that far, but I don't think they should get it.
Well, then why did Arns get another year?
For medical red shirts?
Life, Stoney. It's called life. It's called life. Yeah, you get a back injury, you lose a year.
He didn't play the whole. You know, he didn't play. Life. He didn't play the whole season.
I don't care. I don't think there should be red shirting. It's called life.
Okay, fine.
Deal with it.
I'm not as extreme as that guy. But
what's the downside?
It's one or two games. Here, you know what the downside
is? Yes. What is the downside?
Suppose you're a kid that you're on a team. It doesn't even have to be a huge team that. Through progression, all of a sudden, you know, you're looking forward to more playing time, and all of a sudden, boom, I got to sit on the bench again because they're going to have this other kid.
You know what I call that, Stoney? Life.
I know, okay.
The best. Beat him out. Be the better player.
Okay, but what are these guys needed for? First of all, the really good players are going to go pro anyway.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. It makes no sense to me for one or two games.
Can you at least admit it makes sense?
No,
it makes no sense.
None.
Absolutely no sense.
Very little sense to me.
Let's do something nice.
If a kid plays his whole senior year and, okay, we have what we have, so, you know, we'll give him another year.
No sense.
No.
None.
That's why maybe they shouldn't have canceled the tournament. They should have just suspended.
Well, it was interesting hearing another, and they didn't quote, they didn't identify, it was an anonymous coach saying, this is blanking BS, blah, blah, blah. And so while the coaches, Izzo, Juwan, you know, Coach K, they've put the best foot out there in terms of, we understand, you know, this life is bigger than,
you
know,
give them
sports.
Truth serum, they're pissed. I guarantee about 80% of them are.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, is that I guarantee that some of the coaches, Chris Collins isn't pissed. This is...
Yeah, so the seniors on Northwestern, they wouldn't get another year because they're done.
We don't want them. No. Let's go to Mike in Monroe on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Mike.
So I actually want to take Stoney's side on this. You asked, what's the harm? I guess the harm I see in it is take Cassius. Who's the backup to Cassius? Honestly, I don't know. But let's say he's a junior. Are we going to give him another year of eligibility next year because he has to sit on the bench for another year?
Hey, listen, Mike, if you were a true Michigan State fan, you'd want Cassius back for another year. Let's put it that way.
Yes, I know.
I admit I'm not. Okay. Take Teske or any other player. You know, same thing. I mean, so another kid's going to have to sit on the bench.
Well, not so much. They've better players coming in than Teske.
Yeah, no, look, Mike, unlike Stoney, who's like, you know, no sense, unbelievable, worst thing I've ever heard, worse than COVID-19.
Okay.
I see why this is not the greatest idea in the world. I'm not 100% behind it, and I do think they've played, take Cassius Winston, he's played 4 years,
right,
won three Big Tens, he's been to a Final Four, he's had a great career. You know, a kid like Josh Langford, he's been cheated, okay? Now,
yes,
you can say the gods cheated him, fate cheated him, whatever, but he's been cheated. Cassius Winston has not. He has gotten everything out of his career, and I think it's fantastic, okay? I was thinking about a guy like Xavier Tillman, who has had such an amazing rise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was looking at his stats from his freshman year to his junior year, and it's really amazing what he has become. I'm wondering if he looks at this situation in any way, shape, or form and says, you know what, I got to go pro. I got two kids.
Right.
I don't know what the future holds. I mean, this whole thing has made us realize that, you know, you don't live life day by day, but you probably should live day by day because you don't know. Like, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Right.
And we really don't know any day what tomorrow is going to bring. But now in particular, because we don't know, are we going to be put in our homes? Are all flights going to be canceled? You know, my daughter asked me yesterday if they're going to close down the state borders. I'm like, I doubt it.
No.
but they might close down the international borders. I don't know.
Build a wall between Michigan and Ohio.
They should. So there's obviously a lot of unknowns. And if you're a guy like Tillman, who I would think he'd be drafted, I certainly think he would get some tryouts.
Yeah, oh, yes.
And worst case scenario, he'd play in Europe.
Yeah.
But I could see him playing in the G League at the very least, because
right,
he's developed into a nice little shooter. He's
yes,
a great defender, great rebounder. And
he's more
obviously
upside than Nick Ward, you think, huh? He's in the G League.
Yes. I would put him at a higher plane than Nick Ward. If Nick Ward, did I call Nick Ward a poor man's Jason Maxiel?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd put Tillman higher than that. 97.1 The Ticket.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.